This is Back to Reality.
Hey, it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service presenting what is the center of all the questions which are very much at a stake and very much crucial and controversial. So with me, I have two very dear guests today, Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise, whom I would, first of all, I say salam to both of you. And then I would want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Masuma. I'm studying English literature.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Sister Hadise?
Salam alaikum, everyone. I am Hadise Zahra. I've studied psychology and now I'm going to study business administration. I am 23 years old.
Okay, so we would have a lot of good points to be shared in here from the one who knows business and psychology and the one who knows literature. So I will throw the question right at your face and put it this way, that do you feel like you are working to live or living to work?
Right now I'm working to live so that one day I will live to work. Because my favorite job does not pay that much.
Uh-huh.
So for now, I'm trying to, you know, have different jobs and let's see if I can collect my experience, maybe a bit more knowledge, and then I can pave my way to that lovely dream job
of
mine.
So right now you're living to work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I am right now jobless.
So you're just breathing.
I am jobless,
living.
Exactly. Right now
that's
I'm jobless.
That's all what you do.
Yeah, that is war situation. What do you expect?
Yeah, well, I expect you to be creative, probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But
work to live.
Yeah, work to live. But I think, no, jokes aside, I've been trying to do a lot of things. So I think sometimes you just need to take a breath, take a rest, and start again, begin again.
What's wrong in living to work? What's wrong with that? I'm living to work.
I think if you have found...
What else do I have to do?
If you have found something that is, you know, that's you're so passionate about it. For example, let's say someone is very passionate about making designs. It could be, you know, clothes. It could be clothes designing. It could be being architecture. Whatever it is. If they're really made for it and they feel like that, then yeah, great. You live to work and you're enjoying your life just working.
Yeah.
And basically your job is your entire book of life.
And you will not miss anything meanwhile.
But if they're having fun,
I think it's about passion, right? Do you mean passion? Are you meaning the passion of work?
If there's no passion,
yeah, it doesn't really define
anything.
So
if I have passion and live to work, that's okay?
Well, I think, yeah, it's worth it to have a job, to work, when that work is your passion. Mm-hmm. When that work is not your passion, you're just going like, let's say you do not enjoy doing coding.
Okay, I just a question popped up in my mind.
Yeah.
What if you marry someone who is living to work? How would you feel toward that one?
Very bad.
Yeah.
I think right now
you can relate to the idea of how does it look like to have someone who is living to work.
I think a wise man should learn the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Dear That's future wise man, learn the balance.
But I have a question as well. Do you mean work as in a lot of overly work or
exactly.
a limited kind
workaholic.
Of work?
Workaholic.
Oh, no, that's bad. We know. Workaholic. Now that's
workaholic with a passion.
Nowadays,
no.
Come on, you were just supporting that.
Passion has a limit. I did not know that person was workaholic. Everything has a limit, even what you love. Not everything is fair.
Thank
even
you.
In love.
Yeah.
Limits.
Mm-hmm. I personally
So what's wrong in not having limits? What's wrong in being a workaholic?
Then we're going to miss out. as I think that's what you wanted me to think about.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss out all the other aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gone to a new class that you could have met better people. You could have worked on your spirituality and have a better hereafter. That's yeah. very important.
And I can see how selfish you are. Just as I mentioned the idea of your husband, then you started to think, oh, if it's me, it's okay to have passion and follow that job and be workaholic. But if it's him, no, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
I'm opposite.
I should be the queen.
Do you like him to be workaholic?
I'm opposite. I want my husband to be, my partner to be workaholic. Of course, not someone who is doing it out of pressure. Someone who's enjoying working, but to a limit, to an extent.
And ignoring you.
Come on, you're adding conditions. I'm telling you, workaholic with a passion.
Means he's ignoring you.
Like he's an architect and he has a passion for his job.
No, I mean
and he's a workaholic. Yes,
I mean, if he's like, let's say, he is a pilot, mm-hmm. let's say, example.
You didn't
and he
like
loves
the architect.
And he loves flying. Yeah, I don't like architecture and engineers, very respectfully.
With due respect to all the
architects. Yeah, with all respect. Let's say the man is a pilot and he loves airplanes and flying. Let's say aviation, basically. Mm-hmm. I am very interested in aviation, by the way.
Yeah, and he's a workaholic.
Yeah, he's workaholic. And he has time. He has limitation for the work, obviously. He has days off and he has, like, time for family. I would prefer this man over a man who has no work, who is all day sitting at home doing nothing, going here and there.
Why are you going to extremes from both sides?
Jobless man.
Jobless man also has a heart.
This era, Sister Asma, I would say that men, guys, especially this generation, Gen Z, are more lazy in working. They are not as ambitious.
Excuse me?
So in this...
Yeah,
it's a fact. It's a fact. The Gen Z is not as ambitious as previous generations.
No, they are ambitious. Let me rephrase you. They are ambitious, but they try shortcuts.
Percent.
God has given us a lifetime to work, or we're just working to have a perfect lifetime. Which one is it the best way? To live in order to work, or no? To work in order to live a better life.
100%.
And the example
everything
of
at limits, but
was
if
only indulged in, added in order just to clarify, what does it mean when I say a workaholic person?
See, workaholic, again, gives your definition of workaholic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes workaholic is a man who is working for the timings. Sometimes workaholic is the definition where that is tiring, that is exhausting, draining you.
Okay, Sister Masum. I am workaholic. I love my job, which does not pay me too much.
Okay.
I love it so much.
Nice.
Still, I don't have much of time to spend with my family. So when it's not summer, even in the summer, just we had this discussion yesterday with my family that, okay, it's good that they're not paying you. What if they paid you much? Then what would have you done? We don't see much of you. I'm just sitting in the room and then I'm either typing or reading. So... I am not having enough of time to spend with my family. So am I living to work or working to live?
Are you having fun with it? Do you like it?
I enjoy it. But is that the entire mission of my life?
No, I don't think so. Because, well, career, job, work,
is
all
part
of these things.
Of life.
Yeah, it's part of life. It's not the entire life.
The whole
life.
Problem is that we misunderstand.
We get obsessed.
We get confused.
And we continue with it. But I'd like to, you know, when you were mentioning workaholic, I would like to say that we did not mean that. Just some jobs are very special, so we're not talking about those jobs that need a lot of more time. For example, you know, a fireman.
Exactly,
his job is a lot more intense. So in that situation, I'm going to respect it. So we're not going to call him workaholic. That his job condition is different. I just wanted to clarify that because I remember that in the middle of our talking. So in that, I would like to support him, and it's totally okay, even if it's not his passion, but he has to be there because his job requires that, then I'm going to go with it. And I think it's even more valuable and virtuous, even if it doesn't pay well, which I know it probably does, but that's not our point.
Yeah.
It's a different definition.
We will wait and see.
Yeah. But still, balance is the key.
Yeah, balance is the key. But how to bring that balance into our life? Because look at the world and then see how many people are living in tiny houses in the apartment. Mm-hmm. And then they are starting their morning probably with a coffee or a tea to whatever they're addicted to. And then they would get caffeinated and then they would go to work. When are they going to come back?
When they're tired.
When they are totally worn out.
Yes.
So if they have a family, the family has to suffer.
Yes.
If they are married, then both of them are going to get home once they're tired. So they're not going to have... Is the concept of quality time has a place in their home?
Well, I've seen in such families that the quality time is very
decreased. Living among them.
Because...
We are them. We are them.
No, alhamdulillah, I am not that yet.
Yeah.
I've not spent that much time.
Some years and we'll see
you
there.
Yeah, in future we will see. But because I have seen also some families who have mm-hmm. managed it, mm-hmm. it is proven to me that even that situation is manageable. With just a bit more understanding. With just a bit, you know, you can just go to a counselor and have you share your problems. And I think that with some skills that are necessary, that's manageable.
Or probably when we start to prioritize our plans. We must have a plan and a schedule for our life.
Honestly, continuing my talk before, which I was stating about the pilot, it was just an example. The profession is an example mm-hmm. that honestly, I would be very real with this. I prefer a man in this generation, as I stated, what I have seen, this generation guys are not as hardworking as they used to be back then. Like, if you see Gen Z, they're not as ambitious. They're not as hardworking. So, obviously, if I personally would want to marry someone or be myself, like someone, I would want to be this person who is in her feminine energy. Masculine energy, if we look about men, it comes from providing. It comes from strengthening. It comes from being firm and working. So if they're not working, if a man is not working, he could not be providing me a calm, a safe, a very comfortable life, right? So I think that if a man is working, this is my personal choice. Yeah, of course. He's working, of course, he's tiring himself, but of course,
even if it means a limitation. Even if it means you're not going to see much of him.
Yeah, I prefer that because that time I'm going to spend with my besties, I'm going to travel because he's earning money,
wow.
right?
He's the provider.
I need the money, yeah.
Nice perspective, that's so
you
very
You get the
real.
Money, you go to the classes, you join yoga, you do, and if it comes to me, of course, I love working, but work which has passion. If it's a work where they don't pay me well, where I don't have passion, there should be one of them. Either it's something that I really enjoy doing mm-hmm. or they're paying me well. So if it's none of them, why should I even work?
No, imagine it's my passion and they're not paying me.
Okay.
Imagine your husband is doing something as his passion.
Okay.
He's not as provider as you expecting him to
he
be.
He cannot pay your yoga class.
Exactly.
That cannot be my husband. I won't choose this man as my husband.
Okay.
Because money thing matters. And why? Because that thing, what I've seen, gives confidence to a man that he's providing, you know.
Oh.
That he is in his masculine energy. When he's making money to give you a comfortable life, he feels good about it.
Yes, he feels good about providing, not providing as much as you expect.
No, expectation to an extent, obviously.
Of course.
But nowadays, what we say, idle men, all
by
lazy.
The way, I have to clarify a point in here. Please do not get that image of the women that they are looking for a perfect provider.
Yeah, definitely.
Providing is not all that we mean and we care for, because according to God and according to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and also according to the words of God, in the example of marriage that we just added in and brought up in this discussion, what matters is your compatibility. What matters is your understanding. And no one is going to be superior just because they have more money, they can make more money. No, it's not like that. But generally, if we want to come back and wrap it all up, the discussion of being a workaholic, are we given a life to only work or no other things also matter? I think, obviously, the answer is very clear. The thing is that we don't accept it. We don't accept that we have been a slave to our jobs. We've been slaves to our degrees, probably to what we consider as our passion. But we, in the meanwhile, we forget about the most important things. It's not necessarily meaning that you have to skip one of these things, ignore one of these things in order to get to the other thing, which is your passion. No, you can have them all together, but you need to prioritize, you need to have a plan, you need to have a schedule for your future. So that's all what we meant, to think more, to stop, take a pause and think about your life. Where are you standing? Is your lifetime going in accordance with what God expects you to? Is it in accordance with your goals that God has set for you? Or no, you're just doing something just because of the payment, just because of the money that you need. Or even if it's just for passion, just see if you're losing your family time, if you're losing other funds in the meantime. So until another episode of Back to Reality, I have no other choice but to bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.